Welcome to the Bachelor Man.
Australian Ninja.
Welcome to Pooch Perfect.
It's time to talk TV with Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box.
We're going to dive into the controversial very soon. Good morning, Aaron Ryan. How are you, mate?
Yes, good morning. Yes, we are.
All right, but before we get to that, we want to know what's coming up on the small screen this week. What should we look forward to?
Well, there's a new series on Foxtel called Accused, Guilty or Innocent on the Crime and Investigation tomorrow at 7:30. Now, this docu-series turns the tables by looking at crimes from the perspective of the accused and the trauma they endure when they are formally charged. There are two sides to every story, and here we see the process through the eyes of the defendant, their families and legal teams as they work to present their case to the court.
Interesting.
The Trump Show, the three-part series, comes to a close tonight at 8:40 on 9. State of Origin. Now, South Australia may not have a major focus on NRL, but these State of Origin games each year are always popular. So yeah. No one will show the game on the main channel. Well, kind of. The first 30 minutes, the pre-match will be on 9 Jeff at 6:30, while 9 News is on. And then the game and post-match is on the main channel from 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Britain's Got Talent, the show is back after the COVID-19 break. Semi-final number one this Thursday at 8:30 on 7. And finally, Insight, a quick reminder that Jenny Brockie's final episode of Insight after nearly two decades airs tonight at 8:30 on SBS.
Yeah, that career comes to an end. What a champion she is. Of course, the US election is going down. There's going to be plenty of coverage across a couple of channels, but people might be a little bit over the reality of the US election and maybe want to turn to a little bit of fiction. This is going to be great, a West Wing reunion.
Yeah, Martin Sheen and Rob Lowe lead acclaimed cast as they assemble for the first time in 17 years. It's been that long, joined by special appearances from Michelle Obama and Bill Clinton. On the eve of one of the most pivotal presidential elections in U.S. history, Foxtel will broadcast the highly anticipated reunion episode of The West Wing, airing Break Free on Tuesday, November 3rd at 9 p.m. That's tonight on Fox One and available to watch on demand. A West Wing special to benefit when we all vote, sees the stars of the beloved political drama reunite for the special one-hour episode to encourage voter participation in the American election. So 17 years it's been, that was actually one of my favourite shows. I'm feeling old now.
don't let that make you feel bad, Aaron. West Wing was a great show. All right, let's dive into some of the more controversial topics for this morning. Reality shows will often make some interesting casting to really get some of the viewers in, to hook them into discussion, to get the clicks. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is coming back in 2021, and there are rumours, just rumours right now, that someone might be joining the fray.
Yes, the Australian Media Diary is reporting it believes the controversial alternative lifestyle crusader and former reality cooking show judge Pete Evans is set to be the big name draw card on the new season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
If correct, the controversial Evans will undoubtedly generate plenty of media attention, attend summer reality format, which will now be filmed in New South Wales due to COVID travel restrictions. Damon, if true, would it be an interesting mix to the group and provide some thought-provoking discussion, or is this car crash tally that the family show does not need?
Aaron, I don't like giving people like Pete Evans a platform. Now, everyone's got a right to their opinion, sure. But Channel 10 would then be providing him the platform to share that opinion to so many more people when he's been proven to have damaging points of view, and, you know, his rhetoric is a little bit toxic. I don't know. He's really turned the corner in the last couple of years for the worse, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, I think if it's 100% ratings you're looking at, then it could be a draw card. It probably would draw some viewers in. However, if you're looking at the tone of the show, the negativity, the backlash, everything that's foundationally part of the show, then it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not for it at all. And we'll go from there to SAS Australia. So there's been a lot of discussion on the show, which has been very compelling, I must say, SAS, with Firas Durrani, the actor that's on the show that has had a little bit of heat because he's been a little bit talkback, a little bit of a smartass on the show. The DSs have not been taking his jokes too lightly. He's been getting plenty of punishments. What's the backlash to that been like? Or what's the response in the public been like to Firas?
Well, it's pretty interesting because he's continued that persona outside of the show, on interviews and radio and so forth. He's come under fire from the directing staff and other contestants in SAS Australia. TV Black Box owner and former Studio 10 executive producer has said, and I'm only reading an excerpt from the article, you can read the rest on TV Black Box, but he says, unfortunately for Firas Durrani, his own actions while filming SAS Australia for Channel 7 have led to the backlash he is currently copping. His antics on social media and in interviews has only provided further evidence that he is not the victim of the villain edit, but simply facing the consequences of his own actions. TV executives will be taking note. Durrani is now a liability. Will viewers avoid his next project because they don't like the man? If he has shown this type of behaviour off-screen during his previous projects, producers will use his most recent appearance as an excuse not to hire him.
Yeah.
Anyone who goes on a reality TV show does so in order to enhance their public persona and make a bit of money. I hope the money was good for us because you've blown it, mate. It's game over. That's what he thinks.
It's going to be very interesting. Will he have a little bit of a restoration before the show series? And he's probably going to hope so for the sake of his career. Going to be fascinated to see how that plays out. Aaron, people can catch up with all the latest news from TV Black Box at tvblackbox.com.au. We're going to do this again next Tuesday.
I hope so.